in dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to the chapter we read, Joshua chapter 2, and the last clause of verse 21. Joshua 2, the last clause of verse 21. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. One is ready to admit we attempted to preach from these words during the week past, but they seem to remain with me, and I trust I may have been given some more thought, more meditation on this blessed subject. And we look unto the Lord for his help. Here then the children of Israel, after all these years, 40 years in the wilderness, have now come to Jordan, where they are to cross over and enter into the promised land. That land which the Lord promised their forefathers, and that he would give it to them. And it was a land that was flowing with milk and honey. It was indeed, they had known many, many trials in the way. There have been, shall we say, many ups and downs. And also there have been much of this as well, sadly, much disobedience. And where's the man and where's the woman today that can hold up their hand and say that they are guiltless? Yes, Moses tells the children of Israel there in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, and thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou hast served the Lord or no. Well, they weren't always willing to serve the Lord, were they? Are you? And why? And what was found in their heart was this more than once? Rebellion. And is that spirit, friends, in your heart and mine? It is, you know. It is. You and I might think of Jonah. He was rebellious against what the Lord commanded him. But why Moses caused the children of Israel on one occasion, ye rebels? Yes. What does the hymn writer say? Rebellious. There has been an art rebellious still. Bah. Since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. Yeah. But since in love I took thee in. And in spite of all their sin and all their iniquities, the Lord was faithful to his word, and he brought the children of Israel into the promised land. And dear soul, his love, his mercy, his pity, his compassion, his faithfulness is still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Once in him forever, and thus the eternal covenant stands. Yes, and you say, God's people are chosen. They're a chosen generation. a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And there's this that must be set forth. He chooses the vile and the base. He chooses the very, very worst of sinners. Be that forgotten never. Yes, the outcasts of society. You know, here in this chapter here, we have this dear woman. What was she? Harlot. But what does the dear Lord Jesus say in the gospel? That he came to seek and to save the lost. And if there should be a poor soul here this morning that feels to be lost, then perhaps you'll listen. It is all that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, and he doesn't, and he hasn't, and he will not change his mind. He calls sinners to repentance. Blessed be his glorious name. There's this woman here, a harlot. There's the account in the gospel of where there was Simon the Pharisee, and Jesus has come into his house, and there's a poor woman come into his house as well. And what is she doing? She's washing the feet of Jesus with tears. And what those tears are, that true godly sorrow and repentance, it was here on her heart. The burden lied and past offences pained her eyes. And dear soul, and you see why Simon, the Pharisee, he judges her according to the flesh. And if this man were a prophet, he'd know what manner of woman this is that touched. She is a sinner. Yes, she was a sinner. But he came to seek and to save the lost. Another character, another woman. There's no accusations laid against this one. But you simply read this. Her name was Mary Magdalene, out of whom the Lord cast seven evil spirits. What those spirits were not told. And in that respect, it doesn't really matter. They were seven evil spirits. Turn thine eyes within, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. Oh, don't let any of us point the fingers of accusation against any. But rather let us turn our eyes within, where we shall see greater abominations than these. Yes, and to quote again, here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, past offences pain mine eyes. Do your sins pain your heart? It's a solemn matter if they don't. I say it's a solemn matter if your sins don't pain your heart. If you can always just put your head on the pillow and turn over and go to sleep. sin causes sleepless nights. Sin causes conviction of sin. And conviction of sin is how brings us to the dear Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, and the vilest sinner out of hell that lifts a failure's need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Well, this is where this dear woman is. Here is Israel. They're about to enter into this promised land. And here, why, the people of Jericho, they're full of fear and trepidation because they know what Israel's God has done for them. And this dear woman, what is it she said to them? For we have heard. Why? And she knew. She knew. Why, everyone's heart fainted because of you. Oh, how the Lord dried up the Red Sea. Ah, yes, dear soul, what he did for his ancient people, he made his goodness pass before them in the way. But there's this. Dear woman, why, there's none like this God. No, there is none like unto the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. There is none like it. There is no other God. There is no other God. And we must worship him in spirit and in truth. But, oh, how she pleads with these two spies that they would show mercy upon her and upon her father's house and her relatives. And what did she say here? And give me a true token. You no doubt think of the hymn, show me some token, Lord, for God, some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God and that my treasure is above. My supplication, Lord, is this, that all my sins may be subdued, that all thy precious promises may be to me and for my good. But why, you see, this scarlet, she bound this scarlet line in the window. Here was the token. This outward token. You know, cannot help but think of what you read back here in the book of the Exodus. Why here we have this, don't we, where the lamb was to be slain on that Passover night. And the blood was to be sprinkled upon the doorposts and lintels of the dwelling places of the children of Israel. And the Lord would pass by and destroy an angel. He would destroy everywhere the firstborn in that house where that blood was not sprinkled upon the doorposts and lintels of the dwellings. And the children of Israel then sprinkle the blood. And the Lord says, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And here, this scarlet line, indeed, this all represents the precious blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ here to the harlot Rahab and her house. Yes, the wonders that God has wrought. The harlot Rahab and her father's household, they were to prove something also, were they not, of the wonders of this wonder-working God of the children of Israel. If my memory is correct, last time I was here, I mentioned about these walls of Jericho being, I think, something like 30 feet high and 12 feet thick. And after the marching round of those walls for 7 days and 7 times on the 7th day, and a shout, those walls fell flat, except where the harlot Rahab dwelt. And archaeologists have dug and have found it to be so. Yes, this, you see, was where the harlot Rahab was. He makes his goodness pass before. The scarlet line was in the window. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Oh, yes, dear soul, blood cleanses. You might say blood stains. Yes. But the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses. It washes away, dear soul, all dirt and sin and iniquity. You're not redeemed with corruptible things such as gold and silver from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ as the Lamb slain without spot and without blemish. Blessed be his name. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. You see something else here as well, do we not? Oh, this blessed God-given faith that this dear woman was granted. She had this conversation with these two spies, and she lets them down by this scarlet cord. Why? It says here a line, a thread, and a cord. Dear soul, you might say, I wouldn't like to be let down on a thread. But dear soul, you see, dear soul, the blood of Christ will not fail. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Ah, leave me, not alone, still support and comfort thee. See, so here she is. Beneath, she's tied this scarlet line in the window. You know, there's this thought here, isn't there? She's tied this scarlet line in the window for everybody to see. She's tied this scarlet line for everybody to see. There's a hope. Does your faith go out like this? This thought comes to mind. Yes, hymn that we sing. Now I can't think of the number, but it comes like this. Ashamed of Jesus. Are we ashamed of Christ? That whose we are and who we serve? Especially that he has done great things for us whereof we are glad. Jesus sought me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God. He to save my soul from danger interpose his precious blood. What do we read here? The commencement this morning here, Ephesians chapter 2. Why, here is a summary, if we like. Here is this dear soul, this dear woman, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. And you, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. You see, this is her life, isn't it? Wherein in time past she walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now work in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and the mind, were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. It is, that you and I might come into this fourth verse here, as well as be found here tying this scarlet line in the window. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, and hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. God, who is rich in mercy, his great love. Why, his great love wherewith he loved us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is exceeding abundant, is it not? He came to seek and to save the very, very worst of sinners. The very worst sinner in Dicker Chapel this morning, beside the poor man that stands in the pulpit. The very worst is, he came to save your soul. Yes, dear soul. Why, exactly where the Lord began with this dear woman, it is a job to tell exactly where it was. But you see, it was the circumstances that brought her into deep concern. The circumstances were that this great army of the Israelites were coming, and they feared the worst, and they had every reason to fear the worst, because their God would stand by them and stand with them and would deliver Jericho into their hand. And why, every man's heart fainted because of you. We have heard, as she said, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. Dear soul, can you say, I know what the Lord has done? Yes. You see, and it made her fear, and it made her tremble. Yes, with the rest of the people of Jericho. But this woman, you know, she's mentioned there, is she not, in the 11th chapter of the Hebrews. And by faith, Rahab. And by faith, Rahab. Saving faith, God-given faith. Dear soul, that she acted. circumstances brought her to fear God. I draw this bow at a venture. Have there been? Is there something in your life, circumstances, that have brought you to fear God? Maybe an accident. Not necessarily on the road either. Could be an accident at work. I well remember, I think I may have said this here before, but I hope it bears repeating, but an accident at work. I received a severe electric shock and I laid in the roof of a house thinking I was dead and expected to hear a solemn voice, "Depart from me, I never knew you." I didn't hear it. And I'm still here today, dear, oh, to the Lord's honour, glory and praise. But it was a circumstance. And it brought me to fear God. It brought me to realise there is a God in heaven. And that one day I had to stand before him, the judge of all the earth. And this dear woman here, she realises that they will be overcome by the Israelites. And she's and their hearts faint. There remained no more courage in any man because of you. But the Lord your God, he is God in heaven and in earth beneath. Heart had brought into a concern about her soul. Had been brought into a concern. There are many things that may bring us into a concern. I just mentioned about an accident that I personally walked in. Yes, and you know, sometimes the death of one may be the means God uses to bring us into a concern that one day it will not be someone else in the coffin. It will be you. It will be me. Pause my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in thee Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the church's living head? But if still a total stranger to his precious name and blood, thou art on the brink of danger, canst thou face a holy God? Think and tremble, death is now upon the road. Dear soul, you're not going to put it off. You're not going to put it off. There is a divine appointment, God's appointment. It's not the appointment of the doctors or the dentist. It's God's appointment. Appointment when you and I will cease to breathe the air that we do now. To be ready. To be ready. Ready to be found like those five wise virgins you read of in the Gospel that had the oil of grace in possession in their heart. The others had no oil. They had not got that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. The five wise had, this dear woman here has. She has this good thing in her heart to the Lord God of Israel. Why, this, I believe she saw Christ, her faith. Yes, dear soul, you and I hope, our faith goes back to see the burdens thou didst bear when hanging on the cursed tree and hopes our guilt were there. But dear soul, she looks forward to that day and sees Christ. Yes. And here's the cord, the scarlet cord. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. It is, oh, there's this here as well, is there not? Why? Because you and I, poor soul, are sinners. And sinners of the deepest dye. But, is, oh, the dear Lord Jesus on Calvary's cross, he made a way whereby poor sinners may approach unto God. And is, oh, and yes, and he may, that through Christ, that new and living way. Yes, oh, there's this, is there not? That, yes, hey, there is this robe. There's a robe of righteousness. You have there set forth in the parable of the prodigal son. Yeah. He went away. But, you know, he came to himself. Young and old, preacher included, have we come to ourselves? Have we come to our senses? That the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And you see, that prodigal son came to himself, and he says, in my father's house, there's bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. And I'll return to my father's house. And he returns. He's way off. His father saw him coming back. Dear soul, do you and I look for some of those that have gone astray, have wandered from God's ways and God's courts? Do we look for them to come back? Do we see them afar off? Yes, give me a true token, Lord, that their names are found recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes, they may make perhaps someday some simple remark. And here's how, and you'll think about it. Yes. Yes, they might simply say, well, I was reading the other day in the Bible, and you thought to yourself, I didn't know you did read your Bible. You saw them a great way off, didn't you, dear soul? Oh, and it cheers the heart. They're not back yet, but dear soul, it encourages you to pray on. Yes. Well, you say, the prodigal, he came back. And the father came out to meet him. And he came out and embraced him and he kissed him. He fell on his neck and he gave a command, yeah, to bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Yeah. That robe that's been, not any old robe, the best robe. This all, it sets forth the glorious righteousness of Christ, does it not? See, Christ, this all, he died for our sin. He took our sin upon himself. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Blessed be his name. But there's all, he wrought out that righteousness. He fulfilled God's holy righteous law to every jot and every tittle of it. Yes. And blessed be his name, he did this. In the sinner's place, Romans dead. He took our sin and he gave us his righteousness. What an exchange. It seems a very, very unfair exchange. But this all, it was because he loved. He loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all, and nor will the soul will part. He toils through life and pants through death and cries with his expiring breath, 'Tis finished and complete. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. There's a few weeks from the time she bound this scarlet line in the window and to the time when the walls of Jericho fell down, except her house. But her faith believes it, hope expects it. Yes, oh, are you and I? Is it going to be known whose we are and whom we serve? This all, is your faith and mine strong enough to bind this scarlet line in the window and to be found sheltered beneath the sheltering blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? Oh, blessed be his glorious name. And she bound. Yes, he sometimes is all, you know, Jane speaks of it, doesn't he? Faith without works is dead. Yeah. She got faith. But you see, she was bidden to bind this line in the window. Yeah. You say, oh, yes. Everything was at stake. Everything was at stake if she didn't do it. He lost. When thou, my righteous judge, shalt come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? Prevent it by thy grace, be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this accepted day. Yes, then loud the crowd I'll sing, while heaven's resounding mansions ring with shouts of sovereign grace. See, again, this dear woman, she's here in the line and heritage of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Matthew's Gospel, first chapter, and what do we read here? I'm certainly not going to try and read it, all these names here, but you read here, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rachab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. See, here was the line. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. Why, here you have Rahab. And then you read there, we just noted, and there was Boaz, yes, who married Ruth, and she was a Moabite. Yes, these are the foundation of God, stand sure, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Maybe this is a word for someone, but it comes to mind. There may be someone here, like Ruth. And you may think you're like her in this respect, that you are not like one of his handmaids. Dear soul, but the evidence is that she was. She was. The Lord began that mighty work of grace in her heart down there in Moab. Yes, blessed be his name. Yes. Here there's a sinner snatched from the burning, made a trophy of his grace. Rahab. A Ruth. Yes. In these lands of idolatry and of sin and iniquity. Snatched as brands from the burning. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Is that the truth regarding you, dear soul? Who were dead? Who were dead? By God's grace, you're not dead now. The dead know nothing. They're dead. They don't know anything. But when quickened into divine life, you see, their eyes are up unto the Lord. Their eyes are on this scarlet cord that's tied in the window. What does the dear hymn writer say to us here? I think I may have already quoted a part of it, but here, 5, 1, 2, 5. My faith would lay a hand on that dear head of thine, while like a penitent I stand and there confess my sin. My faith looks back to see the burdens thou didst bear when hanging on the accursed tree, and hopes her guilt was there. Well, I have to leave these few simple thoughts, but oh, that some poor soul here this morning may take courage and bind that scarlet line in the window. Let it be seen whose you are and whom you serve. This, oh, look up. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Amen.